Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome to church. Happy new month in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a great month for us in Jesus' name. Now, God has spoken to us and has given us his word as our guide, our lead for this month. And it's our month of emphasis on fulfilling destiny. A month of emphasis on fulfilling destiny. Glory to God. You know, life is beyond just fun and enjoyment, waking up, eating, sleeping. Life is beyond all that. Life is actually an opportunity to fulfill destiny. Life is a gift from God with which to fulfill destiny. Life is a platform of fulfillment of destiny. So this month, we're going to be talking about fulfilling your God-given destiny. You have a destiny to fulfill. You have a purpose to fulfill. You have a place that God is taking you. And God is taking you to that place in view. That is your destiny. That's your destination. So that's what we're going to be talking about this month by the grace of God. Amen. All right. So let me talk to you about life to start with. Okay. What is life? Life is a gift. Life is a gift. It's a precious gift of responsibility and accountability. Life is much more than fun. Okay? There's fun in life, but life is not all about fun. Life is a gift, a precious gift of responsibility and accountability. Now, because there's a giver of life, and God is the giver of life, the Bible says, with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. So God is the giver of life, and going by the fact that God gave you life, that means that you're accountable to God. Okay? You're accountable to God about the life that God has given to you. And you are also responsible for that life. Glory to God. You have to take responsibility for it. Of course, under God, but you take responsibility for it. So, life is a precious gift of responsibility and accountability. And then life is a race. Life is a race. Okay? It's a race to win a trophy. It's a race to win a reward. It's a race to win a battle. It's a race to win a medal. Hallelujah. So life is a race. You start from a particular point. That's the start point. And then you're running towards the finish point. So life is a race. Discipline is required. All right, temperance is required. Glory to God. Okay, you need to run in a particular way. Okay, purpose is required. So life is a race. Glory to God. And then life is a trust. Life is a trust to prove your faithfulness to God and your love for God. Life is a trust to prove your faithfulness to God and your love for God. Now, God has entrusted you with the gift of life. It's a huge responsibility. It's a massive one. And you must not take it for granted. You must not take it lightly. Glory to God. Life is a privilege. Life is a privilege. It's a privilege to honor God and to do his will. Life is a privilege to honor God and to do his will. It's a beautiful privilege to honor God with your life, with your moments, with your blessings, your resources, to just honor God and just give God praise. That's what life is all about, and to do the will of God. You know, the preacher, Solomon, all right, he experimented with life a lot. He married 700 wives, and he had 300 concubines. He experimented with enjoyment, with fun, you know, excitement and everything. He had it all. He knew it all. He had money, he had influence, he had affluence, he had wealth. He had all that to experiment with. And then he concluded this way, that life is all about doing the will of God. He says, he has shown you, O man, okay, what God requires of you. Amen. And he says the whole duty of man is to do God's commandment and keep it. Praise God. That's the whole duty of man. So his understanding of life, all right, went beyond just enjoyment and the exercise of the eyes and of the soul in getting whatever they desire. You know, for him, life was actually seeking out God's will, doing the word of God, living according to God's word. I mean, that's Solomon for you. He's gone ahead of you and he's experimented for you. Don't try to experiment with your life again. It's just duplication of effort. Somebody has already done that research for you. Just read his work, glory to God, and then his inferences and results. Then you can tell that you don't have to keep marrying a lot of wives to just prove the desire of your heart. Somebody had gone ahead to do. There's nobody under heaven that would enjoy life, naturally speaking, as Solomon did. Nobody can. Nobody can anymore. You cannot marry 700 wives in a lifetime. Okay? You cannot have 300 concubines in a lifetime. You know? You cannot sleep with as many women as Solomon slept with in a lifetime. He had it all. And then he concluded. Just listen to him. Amen. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
You know, Ecclesiastes chapter number 12 and verse 13, it says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. This is the conclusion of the whole matter. The preacher himself speaking. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. That's the employment of man. Amen. For which we receive what? Reward, wages. Glory to God. For this is the whole duty of man. This is what your entire life is all about. Glory to God. So life is a privilege to honor God and to do his will. And then again, life is an opportunity to partner with God, to walk with God, to learn the ways of God and his character. Amen. So life is an opportunity to partner with God, to walk with God, to learn the ways of God. So the ways of God here are the ways of his will, the pattern that God has set for us to follow. And this pattern emanates from his character, his person. They are the ideologies of God. Hallelujah. You know, the devil didn't create the world. You didn't create the world. God did. And so God alone can tell us the principles that this world run by. We cannot say, okay, we are coming up with our own way of living. We didn't create the world. We didn't create ourselves. We didn't create the earth. God did. Praise God. So life is an opportunity to partner and walk with God, to learn the ways of God and his character. And then life is an opportunity to fulfill your God-given purpose. Your God-given purpose. There's a purpose for you to fulfill. Amen? So life is an opportunity to do that. Life is an opportunity to fulfill your God-given purpose. So you are life, not just for the fun of it. Your life is not just, you know, about the thrill that comes with it. Amen? We are meant to enjoy life, but much more. There's a higher purpose to life. Can someone say amen to that? All right. So, life is not to be wasted. Don't waste your life. You have only one. Don't waste it. Life is not to be wasted in any way. Don't waste it. Don't waste your life. Life is the most valuable asset that God has given to you. Life is the most valuable asset that God has given to you. Don't waste your life. Don't live anyhow. Don't say, well, you know, when we breathe our last, we don't know where we are going to. So let's just live our lives and, you know, and just enjoy like we're not coming back again. You know, and when we breathe our last, that's the last. All right. It is given unto man. All right. To live and then die once. The rest is judgment. God is going to bring to judgment every thought of our hearts. Look at verse 14 of that Ecclesiastes chapter number 12. It says, "For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Praise God. So life is an asset. The most valuable asset you have. Without life, you don't have dreams. You cannot fulfill a destiny. It is the gift of life that has given you the gift of hope. Amen? So don't live your life anyhow. Life is not meant to be wasted. Life is not to be taken for granted or lived with levity or frivolity. Don't live your life with levity or frivolity. Be careful the way you live your life. Be thoughtful the way you live your life. Consider your ways. Live your life in such a way that, you know, you're intentional about life. You're deliberate. Okay? The steps you're taking are, you know, calculated steps. All right? Intentional steps. Glory to God. Okay? This is very important. All right? Life is not meant to be all about just eating and drinking and sleeping and waking up. Okay? Life is meant to be about a particular vision, a particular goal, a particular purpose in the heart of God. You are a being of purpose. You are a creature of purpose. You are not a creature of accident. God made you for a purpose, and that purpose must come to pass. Can someone say amen to that? Okay? So you are a being of purpose. Now, purpose here simply means the reason God made you. God made you for a reason. There's a reason to your life. God made you to fulfill a goal in view, to make a mark, a definite mark. You are a being of purpose, and that makes you a being of significance. Purpose. Amen? Did you get it? So that means that God had a dream. God had an idea. God had a goal in view. And then he created you to fulfill that purpose. So I want you to be very thoughtful about your life. Okay? Don't live your life anyhow. Life is about a definite purpose in view. Amen? Glory to God. I said glory to God. So this month, we're going to be laying emphasis on fulfilling your God-given destiny. There's a God-given destiny, all right, to fulfill. God created a destiny for you. So let's talk about destiny a bit. Okay? What is destiny? Destiny is the end of the race set before you. Destiny is the end of the race set before you. There's a race set before you. Okay? There's a race set before you. Destiny is the end, the finish line, the finish point of that race. Okay? It is the finish line or point of your existence in time. That's what destiny is. It is the finish line or point of your existence in time. So there's an end in view. The Bible says, surely there's an end, and the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. Amen? So there's an end. That end in view is called destiny. So birth is actually the beginning of fulfillment of destiny. Glory to God. In other words, you're born into this world to start fulfilling your destiny. But birth is a gift and a privilege to fulfill destiny. It is not fulfillment of destiny itself. Amen. So some people are born and they are just living their lives anyhow. The only privilege they have is the privilege of birth and life, but they are not converting that privilege to fulfilling their God-given destiny. So life itself is a gift, an investment, an asset that God has given to you. And that is the capital with which you fulfill destiny. Amen? All right. Number two, what's destiny? Destiny is a destination earmarked for you before the foundation of the world. So that means God created you and then he says, this is the destination. This is where I want you to arrive at. Okay? So start from here, and then you're going to that place. There's a place called there. Amen. Say it to yourself. Say, there's a place called there. Amen. That place called there is your destiny. Amen. That's your destiny. So you have to keep taking steps, you know, intentionally, purposefully, carefully, all right, deliberately, gracefully. Glory to God. One step upon another, a step at a time, one step at a time, towards that destination in view. And that's what it means to fulfill destiny. Praise God. All right, number three, what is destiny? Destiny is the fulfillment of your God-ordained purpose for life. Your God-ordained purpose for life. Destiny is the fulfillment of that purpose. Okay? So that means you have a purpose, the reason why you're living. There's a reason why you're living. So you're fulfilling that purpose. Okay? You're working towards, you know, fulfilling that purpose. Now, the fulfillment of that purpose itself is called fulfillment of destiny. That's your destiny. Glory to God. What's destiny? Number four, destiny is entering and possessing your God-ordained inheritances. So that means there's a Canaan for you. So just look at the exodus of the children of Israel from Egypt to Canaan. So entering into their inheritance, possessing their inheritance is called destiny. So there are certain things God has prepared for you, okay, and is preparing you for those things. So he's walking you one step at a time, preparing you so you can enter into your inheritances. You know, entering into your inheritance, your Canaan, is called fulfillment of destiny. Did you get it? That's what destiny is. Number five, what is destiny? Destiny is walking in time, occupying in time your preordination. Okay? There's a preordination for you. For example, if you look at Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter number 1, if you start reading from verse 4 to verse 6, it says, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, verse 5, before I formed thee in the belly. That means before Jeremiah was formed, before Jeremiah became a baby, a child in his mother's womb. It says, God says, I knew thee. So that means there was a preordination before time. Okay, and what is that preordination? It says, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. So his preordination was what? To stand as a prophet, not only to Israel. Not like, you know, Isaiah. Not like Amos. Are you what I'm saying here? But to be a transcontinental, amen, an international prophet to the nations. So if you read the book of Jeremiah, you see Jeremiah speaking to Israel, speaking to heathen nations, because that's his destiny. Nathan was a prophet called to David. You know, so there are personal prophets, okay? And then there are national prophets, and then there are international prophets. For Jeremiah, his preordination was to stand in that office of an international prophet, to prophesy unto the nations of the world. That was his destiny. So God was showing him that, look, now stand in your preordination. Walk in your preordination. Fulfill your preordination. That's your destiny. Glory to God. All right. So it is important to understand that destiny is a race. It's a race you're running. You're running the race set before you to the finish line. Okay? Now, you can't say you have fulfilled destiny if you go halfway. If you go three quarter, all right, you have not fulfilled destiny. Okay? So destiny is not like, okay, I've tried. The challenges are just too many, and I'm not sure I can surmount them anymore. So I think I've tried. I'm lifting up my beniza unto God. Thus far, the Lord has helped me. You must get to the end. So that's why you have to keep pressing, trusting the grace of God pushing one step at a time, one step at a time. You wake up every day, lift up holy hands and say, Father, thank you for the privilege to wake up today. It's another opportunity to take another step towards my destiny. Now, Lord, help me. I trust you. Guide me by the Holy Spirit. Instruct me by the Holy Spirit. Now, the people that you have prepared to help me get to that goal in view. Now, Lord, let my path begin to cross their path and let their paths cross my path in the name of Jesus Christ. I meet them, strategic relationships in the name of Jesus Christ. And you're praying because every day is an opportunity to fulfill destiny. Every day is an opportunity to take another step towards fulfilling destiny. Never live in ignorance. Don't let the devil overwhelm your mindset that you are living in wantonness. Okay? Living your life like there's nothing at stake. Don't live that way. You know, some people don't wake up early because they are not conscious of destiny. It's dragging their feet like this, dragging their hand. If you have a destiny to fulfill, you jump out of bed. You wake up in the morning, jump out. Barotaka, lenonombrasia. Thank you, Lord. It's another opportunity to fulfill destiny. I'm grateful for the blessing of another day. For the blessing of another day. God is not the ancient of years. He's not the ancient of months. God is not the ancient of weeks. God is the ancient of, come on now, days. So day after day uttereth speech. Night after night reveals knowledge. Amen. Give us this day our daily bread. So you take it daily. 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 Wake up in the morning. I woke up quite early this morning. All right. Before 2 a.m., I was up. And we had a major program, you know, the week before. Daily. Amen. You wake up. My eyes popped open. Pah! Father, thank you. Jumped out of bed. Glory to God. Glory to God. Giving thanks to God. Took the toothbrush. Put some toothpaste on it. Shh. All right. Freshen up. I was ready. Praying in tongues. Pacing the floor. Giving thanks to God. Amen. You see, that's destiny. You don't get tired. Amen. Don't give in to discouragement. The devil will do everything possible to discourage you, but refuse to be discouraged. Amen. By the strength of God in your spirit, push back the forces of darkness. Amen. Take the battle to the gate of the enemy. Crush the head of the wicked. Stand upon it by the victory of Christ. Amen. Rear an altar of God's victory. Call it Jehovah Nissi. Amen. And say, I have victory over Satan. I have victory over principalities and powers. So dance upon the altar of God. Give God praise. Push back. Keep pushing back. You see, destiny is not like you just run no resistance at all. Eh? That's not destiny. That's amusement. Amen. You have to keep pushing. Pushing against something. Pushing against resistance. The Bible says to fight, the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. So you're fighting the good fight of faith. Right? Yeah, it's a good fight. We have the victory. Glory to God. I said we have the victory. So destiny is a race. Running the race set before you to the finish line. Okay? Destiny is also fulfilling your God-given purpose. You're fulfilling your God-ordained purpose. There's a purpose for you to fulfill. That's the truth. Amen? And fulfilling your purpose is what gives you significance in life. Now, if you were made for nothing, then you would be useless. You know, things that are made for nothing are useless things. True? But because you were made for something, you are not useless. You are useful. True? Say, I'm useful.
I'm useful.
I can't hear. Say, I'm useful. Now, useful things are important. Because they have a purpose to serve. Uh-huh. So, but useless things are unimportant. So because you have a purpose to fulfill, your life is valuable. You have significance. There's something you are living for. You are not useless. You are useful. Amen. Glory to God. And because you are useful, you can serve a purpose, you can meet needs. People need you. I'm telling you. I said people need you. Somebody is crying out there, all right, in need, desperate for you to come and meet that need. That's what purpose is all about. Serving the will of God, meeting the needs of men, all right, edifying humanity, glorifying God. That's what purpose is all about. Meeting needs, helping people, glory to God. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Glory to God. Amen. So in fulfilling your destiny, you must understand that there's a race set before you. You must understand that there's a purpose to fulfill. You must also understand that there's an inheritance to enter into. Those three things are key. Now, if you fulfill your purpose in life, or you're fulfilling your purpose in life, that means you've entered into certain privileges, certain inheritances. Amen? And if you don't move into your inheritance, okay, then you can't enter into it. Canaan had been there while they were slaves in Egypt. Canaan land was already there for them. So destiny is not coming to you. You are going to destiny. Amen. Some people are waiting for destiny to come to them. It will not happen. All right? You have to move into destiny. Destiny is a place. It's a destination. You don't wait for a destination to come to you. You go to your destination. Right? Good. So don't wait and say, hey, I don't know why life is not there. You know, move. Take that step by faith. Move. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Can someone say amen to that? Do something. Let there be that understanding in your heart that there's something to do. There's a place to enter into. So you're entering into that place. Can someone say amen to that? So God is leading you. Amen. Let me talk to you more about, you know, life. Life has two parts. There's the physical side to life, and there's the spiritual side to life. The spiritual side is the primary side. The physical side is the secondary side. The spiritual side drives the physical side. The physical part or side to life is a subject of the spiritual side. Amen. In other words, if the spiritual side is not taken seriously, you may be doing things in the physical. Activity does not mean movement. You'll be oscillating, going to and fro. Does not mean you're making progress. So a man may be doing a lot. He's into this, he's into that. You know, he has a lot that he's doing, his hands on different things, but he's not fulfilling destiny. Because there's a spiritual side to it that gives essence to the things you do in the natural. Direction to the things you do in the natural. Bearing to the things you do in the natural. So it's not just, we find ones that I'm doing that. You may do three things or four things in life, your entire life, and fulfill destiny. For Joseph of Arimathea, he didn't do much to fulfill his destiny. His destiny was to buy Jesus Christ a befitting sepulcher. Amen. And himself and Nicodemus buy Jesus Christ, you know, costly perfume to embalm his body before his resurrection. And they fulfilled destiny. That was their destiny. They fulfilled destiny. Every other thing they did didn't count, didn't enter into the book, except that one thing. Mary, her life, how she lived with Joseph, her husband, her parents, and all that didn't matter to God. Her destiny was to carry Jesus Christ in her womb. And she did. And she fulfilled destiny. So you don't have to be like, I'm doing 55 things. You say, I have to be very busy to fulfill destiny. No. The spiritual side, there must be light. There must be understanding. You must know what your life is about. Know what your life is about. Look at the young man that helped Jesus Christ carry his cross when he was Simon, right? When he was weak, on the way to Golgotha. Praise God. His destiny was to help Jesus. That was the only thing that entered into the book of the entire life of that man. Other things didn't matter. So it's not like I'm doing 500 things. I'm very busy. Yeah, I'm busy running to and fro. I'm fulfilling destiny. No, no, no. You are just busy. Amen. So the spiritual side is very important. Okay? That's what drives the natural side. All right. So if you look at it, you understand that the Bible shows us the spiritual side more. All right? And then if you understand that spiritual side and let it inform the physical side, okay, you will know what to do with your life. Career, business, marriage, academics, ministry, you will know what to do with your life. The moment you have understanding of the spiritual destiny that God has prepared for you, then that will inform the things you do in the physical. You got it? All right. Now let me read you a couple of scriptures here. The one we read earlier in Ecclesiastes chapter number 12 from verse 13 to 14. It says, let us hear the conclusion of the matter. This is the spiritual side. Fear God. Have godly reverence. Amen. And keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Now, the moment you revere God in your heart, and there's that space in your heart for God, and you put God first and keep his word, amen, then you have entered into divine employment. You are now on God's payroll. So how does God pay people? He pays with wisdom. He will start instructing you and telling you things to do. You have understanding regarding what you're dealing with in the natural. You have understanding. You know how to carry yourself. You know what to do, how to do what you do. Okay? God will supply the understanding, the light, you know, and that will direct your affairs. You carry yourself wisely. Praise God. And this is very important. Amen? This is the spiritual side. So that you don't labor in vain, because there are people who have done everything, labored, you know, tried this out, tried that out. You know, they have a lot of natural awards. Okay? They have all those awards there. But with God, they don't have any award. Okay? And it is not an institute that will judge you on the last day. It is not the government of your country that will judge you on the last day. It is God. And the yardstick is not in their hands. The yardstick of judgment is in the hand of God. Okay? They didn't create you, God did. So God knows what he created you for. And he's going to judge you based on that yardstick. Amen? There's a meter rule that must measure you in life. So don't just go by the different standards of life. No, don't do that. Thank God for achievement. Achievement is not fulfillment of purpose. You may achieve in career. Thank God for that. That's good. But does not mean you have fulfilled your God-given purpose. Your God-given purpose is actually a discovery. It's a revelation that comes to you from God. It is not what people say, I think this is your purpose. Okay, let me try it out. I'm not sure this one is my problem. Let me try this one out. Let me try that one out. It's not try and error. Okay? It is actually a revelation that God gives you. Paul said, say unto Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. So there's something God wants you to do. There's a purpose God wants you to fulfill. There's a ministry God wants you to fulfill. Amen? This is very important. Okay? So the spiritual side. Micah chapter number 6 and verse 8. Micah chapter number 6 and verse 8. It says, he has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Do justly, love mercy, walk humbly before thy God. So what does that mean? It simply means the moment you take heed to these things, the justice of God, the mercy of God, the compassion of God, and then you walk humbly in meekness before God. Amen? That spiritual side is fulfilled. Then you will gain understanding. And when you gain understanding or get understanding, you now know how to order your affairs in the natural. Understanding must come to you first. And then you now know what to do with your life. You just know that I'm not meant to live this way. I'm not meant to do this. This is what I'm meant to be doing. You just know. That knowledge that comes from your spirit by the Holy Ghost, because you have fulfilled the spiritual requirement of life and destiny. Amen. Is what, you know, informs the natural things that you do. And that understanding becomes the light that you walk with and walk by. Amen. Now, there's a difference between revelation and illumination. All right. You need to be illuminated, even having gotten revelation. Revelation is what God has revealed to you. For example, if you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, that is the revelation of God to us. True? But you need illumination. You need to be illuminated in that revelation to understand what God will have you do per time. Right? So in revelation, God gives you what? Illumination. The Bible says, with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. How come we see light in his light? In his revelation, we have what? Illumination. That's it. Mm-hmm. Did you get it?
Yes.
So you read the Bible and God gives you understanding. Wow. So this is the way. The moment you start walking by that illumination, you're fulfilling destiny. Because you, so your friend may say, no, let's go to home. You say, I don't think I should do that. That's not what I'm meant to do or to be doing. And say, well, really, but it is gain there. You know, you can have this. You can, I understand. But, no, thank you. I appreciate your counsel. That's illumination. Noah, you have to do this now. This is how to move now. You just have to start this thing now. And I say, well, I understand that all of you, you love me. You want the best for me and all that. But, I don't have light yet in that direction. That's not what I'm meant to do now. All right. I think this is what I'm meant to be doing now, and I understand it. So I give myself to it. Praise God. All right. You get it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. But because when people disobey God, I tell people, see, walk by faith. When you give heed to God's word and honor God, he will give you light. It is in his light that you see light. It is not in your light that you see light. If you see light in your light, that's the way of the backslider. It always seems right in his own. He said, and I know this, and there's destruction ahead. You see, people say, God said I should do it. God didn't say anything to him. He just thought in his mind that that was the right thing to do. Instead of being sincere, look, I think this is the right thing to do. I've not prayed yet, though. But I think I'm going to pray about this. But in my mind is telling me this. And all right, not your spirit, not the Holy Ghost witnessing within you regarding that matter. Are you sure what I'm saying here? Uh-huh. So this is very important. So that part of doing the will of God is very important, because God will give you light. And there's no blessing as much as the blessing of illumination. When you know what to do, you know where to go. Amen? Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Look at Psalm 119 and verse 105. I'll just share that scripture and stop here. Amen? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now, this is how you know that you have found the word. Now, lamp unto my feet. Feet speaks of steps, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, a light unto my path. Path speaks of direction, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. The moment you catch God's word and it's telling you the step to take and the way to go, that's God's word indeed. That's the ministry of the word of God. Amen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Sometimes people can quote scriptures, can say bogus things about God and say big scriptures. You know the Bible says, you know the Bible says, but the man does not know the step to take. So where do you go from here? You know the Bible says in Psalm 23 and verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. Yeah, I know that scripture. So what are you going to do now? You know the Bible says, I know that. That's a cursory. It's memory. If you went to school, you can do that. But the moment you interact with God's word in living from that primary spiritual side of life into the physical side, all right, you know what to do. That friend, you just know in your heart, I need to cut off from that person. What that person is saying to me, I must not listen to it. It's what this other person is saying that I should listen to. Some people don't have that. It's just they just listen to the wrong people, giving them the wrong counsel, leading them astray, you know. Or they just listen to their friends, like the son of Solomon. You know? But there are certain things people will say to you, and because you are in tune with God, you have spiritual wisdom. You can look at the person and say, this is not of God. You remember when Peter took Jesus Christ and, you know, I mean, if you tell someone that your destiny is to die on the cross for the world, and then the people come and say, no, we love you. These miracles you are doing continue. All right? So that, you know, this ministry, we can take it to the ends of the world. All right? And we can have a global ministry. And then the person is rebuking you. Never say that again. You will not die but live, that you may proclaim the works of God. We declare that with long life we satisfy you and show you salvation. You know, that sounds good, but it's against your destiny. Wow. Immediately, Jesus knew that was not Peter speaking. He looked at him and said unto Peter, I thought he would say, get thee behind me, Peter. Look at this, Matthew 16:23, and he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Peter. No, Satan. Satan. That was the Satan. That was the devil speaking through him. Satan. It was Satan speaking through Peter. He turned and said unto Peter. But it was the devil speaking through Peter that he was addressing. There are certain things you hear, they sound like, this is your moment. This is your appointed time. If you don't do it now, you can't do it again, you know. But in your heart, because you are in tune with God, you can say, this is not from God. But if you are not in tune with God, you take the wrong step. You just say, it's my moment. You just step on it and, you know, it's not your moment. It's actually a time bomb. So he's just stepping. He's not stepping on his prophetic moment. He's stepping on a time bomb. And the thing just detonates. Bwah! He says, wow, but that guy was, it shouldn't have happened that way. What happened to him now? And, you know. He took the wrong step. He listened to the devil through people, speaking through people. There are times people who love you can mislead you. Yeah. People who truly love you, they will give you the wrong counsel. Why? Because that's not God's way for you. Amen? Amen. And that's why you must surround yourself with spiritually minded people, not carnal people. Canal people are like free tools in the hand of the devil. You can hijack them and quickly use them. Okay? So, understand that this spiritual side, you know, somebody says, well, how do I know the career path to follow, who to marry, where to settle, all right? How do I know all these things? And you're asking, so the thing is this, the first question to answer in life, all right, it's not physical, or the first set of questions to answer in life. Those questions are not physical. You must answer spiritual questions first. How do I position myself in life to keep hearing from God? You are now talking. Because if you hear from God and you know what God is saying to you, all those things, who do I marry? Where do I go to? You know, do I do this? And you hear from God, it will lead you. Are you from what I'm saying here? So there are answers. You must get to the questions of life. And the biggest questions of life are spiritual. the most important questions of life are spiritual. The moment those things are settled, you are good. Someone said, well, you should teach people how to do this. Now, who taught you as a baby to suck from your mother's breast? It's called instinct. When there's spiritual life flowing in you, there are certain things that are instinctive. You just know what to do. Amen? When there's that spiritual life, it's just like a baby sucking the mother's breast. It's just put the thing there. You put biro there or put a finger in a baby's mouth. It suck and will spit it out and start crying immediately. True? But the moment the breast enters its mouth, you know. Now, when spiritual life is flowing through you, oh boy, I'm telling you, you just keep enjoying the goodness of God. Amen. You know what to do. You can tell and say, you know, I remember there were a couple of ladies that liked me, really liked me before I got married. I just had favor. They really liked me, I'm telling you. And they were not bad people. It's not everything good that's meant for you. Amen. There are certain good things that are not meant for you. Someone says, well, no, every good thing is meant for me. No, no. There are certain good things that will keep you from God's best for your life. I'm telling you. Good things, though, they will keep you from God's best if you don't understand this principle. I mean, wonderful ladies, well-behaved, loved God and all that. Well, you can't marry just anybody. That's the truth. So I just knew in my heart, this girl is good. And there was one of them, very good girl. You know, I mean, morphology, everything, spiritual, everything was there, complete, intact. But I just knew in my heart, it's not this one. She did everything possible. She pressed and pressed and I said, no, can't be this one. She was even asking me, how come you're committed to that other one? That's my wife. You know, can you tell me the secret, what God told you, your conviction? I said, no, I won't tell you. I won't tell you. Did I like her? Yes, I. You know, it's not everything you like that is meant for you. I'm telling you. There are certain things you like, they are not meant for you. David liked to build God a house. God said, no, it's not meant for you. Amen. King Uzziah liked to be a priest. He was a king. He just felt like, this priesthood now, I like this thing. And he became a leper for trying to offer a sacrifice, burn an incense before God. They withstood him. He wouldn't listen. He was the only king that was leprous in the whole Chronicles of Kings. Amen. So, there are certain things you like, and they are not bad things. I mean, to be a priest is, you know, a good thing. You're not saying you want to become an armed robber or a criminal, a thief. He just wanted to offer incense. God says, no, it's not meant for it. It's not everything good that you like to do that God will permit you to do. That's the truth. Because there's what is called preordination. So that there's no conflict in life. All this conflict, you know, wrong imitations, people, you know, breaking ranks, parts, you know, colliding with each other or one another. It's not of God. If we all were hearing God clearly, there wouldn't be all these clashes we have in life today. You will not break your rank, I will not break my rank. So that you are gifted and you have, so to speak, the privilege to do certain things does not mean those things are meant for you. It's that simple. You may have money to start it. God says, don't do it. You can give the money to the person that is meant to do it. David heaped up all the money, gold, silver, everything for Solomon to build the temple. Right?
Yes, sir.
God said, but what if he said, no, God, you cannot stop me from building you a temple. God says, no, you don't build me a temple. Let Solomon do it. You know, and this was a man after God's own heart. You know, God said, no. Amen. Soul fulfilling destiny. I believe you've been blessed today. I'll come your way again next week by the grace of God, and it's going to be awesome in Jesus' name. Just a word of prayer. Father, I trust you. I want to get it right in the spiritual side of life. That's the most important thing. Not like, hey, no, where do I go now? You know, that's not the first. Do you hear from God? Have you settled those things? That's the first thing. Not, I must go this way now. This is what I must do now. It's not jumpology. Okay? Don't jump so you don't break your legs. All right? Let God instruct you. Don't be presumptuous. Amen? Let God lead you and guide you. And you are taught of the Lord. Amen. Great is your peace. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.